This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The United Nations said today that more than 500,000 Syrians have fled to other countries in the region as the revolution against the Syrian government rages back at home. So what impact are all those refugees having on the countries they've gone to? For answers, let's go to the BBC's Hadi Sadi, who joins us from Beirut, Lebanon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, give us the lay of the land. I mean, where are the Syrian refugees heading in the region?
Well, in the south of Syria, they're mostly going to Jordan. In the east of Syria, they're coming to Lebanon. And to the north of it, they're going to Turkey.
Obviously, if you've got hundreds of thousands of people heading into new places, it's going to have a major effect on the economy. People want to have jobs when they get to these places. They have to find housing and shelter. What's this doing to the economies around Syria?
Well, there are different impacts on different countries. I mean, in Turkey, the government has dealt with them in a very systematic manner. You have a camp, you have food being brought into the camps, schools being put up in the camps. In Jordan, it's almost the same scenario. Now, the problem is, the more we go on, the more there's a strain on the smaller economies in the region. And that's what's taken its toll now.
It calls to mind what happened after Hurricane Katrina, when many of the residents of New Orleans moved to Houston, which put a big strain on the economy in Houston, which had to absorb all of these new residents and employees. How are the people of Lebanon, for example, dealing with this influx of Syrians?
The problem in Lebanon is that you have a split between the people, those who do not think that the revolution is a good thing and actually support President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus, and those who think that the revolution is the way for a better region, for a better stability. And in that perspective, you have half of the people, if you want, supporting those Syrian refugees, trying to find them jobs, and others who are looking at it as if this is going to put a strain on their lives and trying to counter it if possible.
The BBC's Hadi Sadi in Beirut, Lebanon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.